Surges, it's that time again. That's right, we're talking episode 8. The giving time is here, and sadly a lot of our beloved characters bit the big one and went over to the invisible, so stick around.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Uh-oh. Oh. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Oh. Here we go. Wait for it. Hey!
There it is!
Hey! You know what the siren means, hey. Everybody. That's right, it's Tuesday night, the time is right. We're right here on AfterBuzz TV talking Season 1, Episode 8 of The Purge. My name is Ty Matthews. To my left, he's a horror aficionado just like I am. You can find him talking about The Walking Dead. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Royce!
What's up, my people?
To his left, our resident news hound. She's going to hit us with some solid news and gossip later on in the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, Jamie Gray.
Hey.
And of course, rounding out the panel, he's going to give you some expert survival tips to make your way through Purge Night. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ollie Drennan.
Woo, hey.
So much to talk about this week.
Oh my gosh, let's do it.
Boy, oh boy.
Where to start?
Man, where to start? Let's talk. You know what? Let's start at the end. Let's talk about this twist ending that we got. Let's get it out of the way because we're gonna have a lot to say.
Yeah.
We right. You know, we see Joe, our friendly neighborhood vigilante, over at Pete's Cantina throughout the episode, thinking he's all, you know, like, I was convinced that, you know, he's all right. This guy's fine. Mm-hmm. This guy's all right.
Right.
But he rolls up to Rick and Jenna's house, somehow manages to disable their security system. Mm-hmm. And not only in the back of his car, he's got Rex the Collector, he's got Jane Barber, he's got all sorts of people, and he takes Rick and Jenna next.
Right.
Yeah. Because my thing is, I was like, wait, where's Jane in this episode?
Exactly.
I was like, last week she got taken to Joe, and I was like, where is he taking all these people? Because I remember he rescued the woman. So, and then I predicted a couple weeks, I was like, something's up with Joe. Like, but then I was like, nah, he's cool. So I'm like, okay, I should have listened to my gut, and then Joe is bad news. So now, he seems like a jerk, and he wants to screw with these people.
Yeah,
It just sucks, because like, she was riding shotgun, and he made her get to the van. Right. Because I think the last episode, so didn't we maybe hear some noises in that truck?
Oh,
yeah. I think we did, right?
So.
And because it's like, or unless they were just carpooling everybody, like, hey, get on in.
Exactly.
And she just, you know, I'll go down. But I don't know.
Loser,
like,
we're going for a
drink. So I don't know, but it was crazy. I thought it was like a great episode, action packed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
With a couple bangs. And
oh boy,
punches.
It was a lot.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
I loved it.
I was actually in the beginning of the episode. When I saw Joe there, I was like, oh, maybe this is a safe place. He's taking everyone, and I didn't see Jane. I didn't see anyone that he took. I'm like, okay, this isn't it. And then so I think it was, I believe it was you, Ali, that we were talking about how he's neither good or bad, but he's using the purge in his own way.
And exactly. Yeah, he's anti-purge no matter who it is. Because to be fair, he doesn't necessarily know everyone's backstory the way that we do. You know?
Like, exactly.
We're getting this kind of bird's eye view of everything. So to him, anyone taking advantage of the purge is a bad guy.
Right.
No questions
asked. Crazy.
So we will, oh boy, that's very, very interesting. I was not expecting that.
And then I was thinking about what all these characters had in common. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, there's a lot of people purging, but what do these characters have in common necessarily that he's attacking?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Because it seems a little random. And I was like,
who was it that was sitting next to Rex in the back of the truck? Because some of those faces,
Woman?
Right. There's two women.
I don't know. Like,
she
kind of
looked like the woman from the hospital, but I don't know.
I was wondering if it was remember the mother and the child that Miguel saved a couple episodes ago?
Oh.
I wasn't sure.
At the clinic or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. It had me going.
I'm like, what
is going on?
I'm like,
here?
Maybe my predictions all know, but.
Right.
I'm like, it's going.
It's turning.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I always have to factor in, like, who watches the next episode on segment, you know? Because I know some people won't do that because it's kind of spoilers, you know? It's kind of spoilers here.
Right.
I kind of wish we don't watch it, but
I know.
I'm like, what's happening?
Right.
I need to be somewhat prepared, I guess.
When it's right there in the credits, it's hard not to.
Exactly.
But like, especially if you're watching on Amazon or something, you're going to get that. Oh, boy. I don't know, man. But, you know, while we're on the subject of Pete's, let's talk about Miguel, let's talk about specifically Miguel and Pete's kind of dynamic between each other and the things that we learn from Pete in the episode. What did you guys think of all this happening?
Well, I loved it. I loved getting to know Pete a little bit more, just to see what his backstory, where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. And I believe, like, he has a new respect for Miguel, especially, like, when he came back and what he's doing.
The fact that he made it this long.
So he has this, I guess, you know, sweet spot for Miguel. So I enjoyed, like, getting to know him a little bit more as a character.
It was definitely cool because I think it was Pete who told Penelope his backstory, right?
Right.
All about his own backstory?
About how Penelope. His brother died, right?
Yes, yes.
So it's kind of...
Because they were building a case.
Yeah, and so he wasn't able to save his brother, but he got to see Miguel save his sister, so that was kind of cool for him. And I feel like I can trust Pete now. Like I was always like, you're too good to be true, but it's Joe that we can't trust.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, he's a good guy. I like him.
What's crazy about Pete's backstory is that, you know, like, obviously Miguel and Penelope's parents got shot, and, you know, a lot of people get kind of, you know, messed with. Pete's brother got his head cut clean off in the Purge.
That's
crazy. You don't often hear stories that gruesome as they pertain to, like, some of the main characters. Thank you, Steve. Got his head sliced clean off just to see it roll.
That is, like, just horrible.
Too gruesome.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
And him having the bar as a sanctuary makes sense because he doesn't want people to go through what he went through with the death of his brother. So it's making sense. And that's what I really have been enjoying with the show. It makes sense with everyone's backstory coming out to fruition. And also the fact that it's very... To me, it's been unpredictable. Like, I'm predicting things, and then they're not happening the way So I've been really enjoying the process of watching it week by week.
I mean, obviously, it's bittersweet because we know it's short-lived, but it was kind of nice seeing Miguel kind of, like, be able to relax a little.
Yeah, I know.
He's been so high-strung me, like, this entire show.
I felt like I could breathe watching his scenes.
He's, like, always sweating.
And then when Penelope scenes, I was like, I was holding my breath.
So yeah.
Like,
girl, what'd you do it?
I was just thinking, like, to be a cop and, like, or... A veteran of any type, like, just to go through this one night, have to come back and go through this, I have to be insane. So I don't know, like, do we know if Pete, like, is still a cop, or is just something he goes by?
I don't think he still is. Okay, I don't think he still is. I think he was at one point, and then maybe it was, the death of his brother that kind of, like, you know, got him out of or something like that. I'm not entirely sure. But it's this, you know, this sanctuary where no violence is allowed. What's interesting is that during one of those commercial bumpers with those little Purge factoids is that we found out that children under the age of 18 aren't allowed to participate in the Purge.
I read that.
Which is something I never knew before.
I didn't know that
Which
either.
Is like, okay, how are you going to have a law without... Like, how are you going to have a law about their... I'm trying to say this right. How are you going to have a law when there are no laws?
Right.
Exactly. Like, I was like... Okay, protect our youth, but, like, it was weird.
It's funny, guys,
I mean, daycare? What?
Exactly.
Well, so I'm wondering, so basically, if you are under the age of 18, you cannot purge.
Right.
So can other people purge you?
I don't think
that's
so.
I feel like...
Well, we can purge you, so sit still.
Don't do
I told you to stay in that quarter.
I feel like, the 28th Amendment is the Purge Amendment, I think, is, like,
It's like 28B.
It's, like, it's one of the things where children are off limits on either side of the law.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Because we've learned over the course of the movies and the episodes that there are a few different loopholes. High ranking government officials are immune up until election year. Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of an unofficial one.
Right.
Like, the NFFA is protecting her while keeping it sort of on the DL.
That's
interesting.
High-ranking government officials aren't immune. Only weapons up to a certain, like, grade are allowed. So you can't, like, people with, like, nukes can't, like, drop them on the U.S. and say, like, oh, it's Purge night.
Right.
But it's interesting, getting these little details and these little idiosyncrasies about, like, what the new founding fathers thought about. Like, okay, we can do this. Not this.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? It's very interesting.
Yeah. How do you, it just makes you think, I guess it's really interesting. How do you police that? Like, how do you police the kids who are purging? Like, wait, don't purge.
That's always been one of the things that people pointed out about the Purge is, like, if you tried to apply it to reality, like, okay, what if someone gets killed immediately after the siren?
Right, that's exactly what I'm saying.
What if they get shot before and then die after?
Like, they die at the hospital, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, yeah, and kids drink and buy cigarettes, do all that stuff anyway, so they're participating in the purge, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
That's a good point. Is like, it's not confined just to murder. They can do,
they're doing everything.
Yeah. They might be protected, but they can still, yeah, like, drink or, like, smoke or something. Yeah.
Like, you can have this.
Go drive drunk. It's just like, what?
But, so it's interesting. We'll see. I think we'll learn a little bit more about Pete's past and Pete's history. We'll get more into what happened into the cantina. But, Danny, if you want to take it away.
Got a little something for you after buzzers. Hey, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. And there's no network that works harder to serve fans like we do. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll shout you out on the show. Mm-hmm. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. So love us, like us, thumbs up.
Subscribe.
Get it.
Yeah.
Let's get a whole dialogue going. Yeah. On Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff.
Right.
Now, while we're talking about Pete's Cantina, we get a lot of backstory about Tavis and about this cult or new religion, right, as she prefers to call it. Mm-hmm. While he's kind of got this alone time with Penelope. What did you guys think about kind of the revelations that we got of this cult?
Finally, like, right. I feel like this was the thing that was gonna, like, make Penelope turn a new leaf. I'm like, finally, someone's talking some sense into her. It wasn't Miguel; it turned out to be Pete.
Right,
and it makes a lot of sense that Tavis is preying on the homeless and all these people who are very helpless and defenseless.
Yeah.
So just like Penelope, Penelope was in rehab when Tavis found her. So it makes sense that the NFFA are funding her.
Right.
Try not to push that. NFFA. Tongue twister.
Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's just, it shows you how much, like, the NFFA are, how much they're doing, like, outside of the purge. Mm-hmm. Like, the other 364 days a year. Like,
that's a good point,
they're
yeah.
just constantly working and getting people, like, recruited and all that. Like, it's just, it's insane. So, I was finally happy that they gave us a little bit more, like, about the story, the bus and Tavis.
Yeah.
What did you think, Jimmy?
I'm glad that she gained the truth. I think it's interesting how she had her brother, her family, someone who she's used to telling her between right and wrong, but she believes someone who she barely knows, a stranger like Pete. So I'm glad that it finally clicked for her. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, her decisions the rest of this episode, wasn't really feeling it.
Oh no!
I'm glad she's okay though. But I was just like, girl, what are you doing?
Courage does crazy things to people.
Yeah,
but you're really happy because you know, finally
she did what I needed her to do.
Finally, she laid it down.
Just I was so happy.
Right across.
Laid it down.
And the sound effect was perfect. So I was like,
it's so satisfying.
She put her heart in that. That's for your mom and your dad.
If anyone. One that she laid hands on, I was praying it was Tavis. Yes. I was like, come on.
But was anybody nervous when Tavis had her arm behind her back?
I was like, absolutely.
Penelope, like, I hope you got some quick reflexes because she might try to stab you, girl. So I'm just happy she's okay. Yeah.
But it's interesting that the entire process of finding a Tavis, quote unquote, the fact that there were auditions.
Yeah.
Open casting call.
She's very, like, believable, too, when she was trying to, like, talk Penelope down. Yeah. I was, like, creeped out. I was like, okay, Tavis.
I mean, she's a social worker. She was putting that work in.
Right?
Like, I was like, oh, my God.
Give her her Oscar.
Yes.
God, I would love to see what that audition process looks like.
Yeah.
Like, all right, here's your sign.
Everyone smile.
Yeah, exactly. Insane.
But we see, you know, Penny finally gets changed out of that robe because, as Pete points out, it's sort of drawing the wrong attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she draws the attention of this stranger at the bar. He's sitting next to her. And I love, and we'll talk about it with Lila a little bit later on, but the different analogies and the different metaphors that are used with the purge, you know, the fact that this guy is like, hey, we can go outside and do the deed right now. And it sounds like one thing, but no, he means killing.
Right.
Yeah. Because he says that he killed some of those cult members last year, you know, the year previously.
He's like, oh, that was last year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But he goes in the bathroom. It looks like he's got, like, a 3D printed gun. Is that what he had?
Or it was plastic.
That plastic. Yeah. Oh, plastic.
The metal detector.
They do the metal detector and stuff before you get in. Yeah.
Right.
God,
right,
he's
right.
crafty.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's been planning this for, like, some time, so.
Exactly. Well, we find out after they kind of take him down, after he tries to shoot Penelope, we find out that he's... His brother, let's see, how do we put this? Pete was responsible for the death of his brother in some way.
Right.
We're not necessarily sure how, right?
Mm. No.
I don't think he's dead. He's just behind bars.
Oh,
right?
No, that's what it is. That's what it is. Sorry. Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. First, I don't know what it was, but he's behind
bars. Was something that Pete said that he deserved to be in prison for.
Right.
So I think we'll learn. We don't got too much time left. We got two episodes left. So hopefully we'll learn about it next week. What were they called? Rizzito brothers. So we'll see if y'all caught some of that.
Yeah,
tweet at us, fill us in, because there was a whole lot of moving parts to this episode.
Right.
But just that moment of Penelope in the back alley, finally just laying out Tavis after so long.
Yeah.
Mm. I think it was just, you just needed to take off the robe and then you'll be fine. Like,
exactly.
The robe was like brainwashing her.
Yeah,
that's what was making her stupid.
Yeah.
But it was
superpowers.
Yeah.
It was stupid though. She could have brought Miguel. Why didn't she bring Miguel?
Okay,
Miguel wouldn't have come. He didn't want her to go.
Look, I was like, Miguel, I would have been pissed.
Yep.
If I went through all of this for you, and then you get up and walk back out there.
Almost got my face shaved off.
Right. Everything.
That's right. She's
shot,
ungrateful.
All types of stuff.
Tied up.
Right. Man.
Henry. Can we remember Henry?
So.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I'm also kind of mad at Miguel, too, because I'm like, you need to step it up, bro. Right. I don't know
you
what
can't
that's
let her
you.
Out of your sight.
Yeah, he was in Navy SEALs, right?
Yeah.
Navy SEAL. And I'm just like, what? You're always like a couple seconds too late. Your sister doesn't want to be your sister anymore.
Right
just
there.
Let her go. She's trying to tell you. She's trying to tell you in subtle ways. Just let it go. Live your life. Change your name.
But then
move.
So after she knocks Tavis out, everything immediately after that happens so quickly.
Yeah,
right,
all of a sudden, Joe's back out in his mask and everything. The poor bus driver. He's like, I just dropped the bus. Joe doesn't care.
No.
Well, that stupid bus driver snatched up Penelope.
That's true.
So it's his fault.
That is true.
And he helps the purge happen in a roundabout way. So
that is true.
The bus just
take
stands
him
out. They have a bus with blue lights.
And not only a big blue bus, but blue lights in the
blue lights on the bottom too.
With all girls on it. Come on, ladies, do better. You're just gonna stand out.
So, bus driver gets shot. Tavis gets shot.
That was quick.
Like, how many people died in this episode?
Like, Tavis was like knocked out and got shot. Like, you're like, you didn't even wake up.
You'd have to do that to her, girl.
I thought she was gonna get a bigger death than that after this
long. Was anyone else a little disappointed? Like,
yeah.
I really liked Tavis. Like, I thought she was doing it. The actress was doing phenomenal.
Yeah.
Fiona, I wanted a little bit more.
Right.
Just yeah.
More blood.
But, yeah, exactly.
Usually I don't like that, but I'm just saying, like, for this scene, come on. Like, she's, like, I think she was a great character.
Yeah.
Right. I wanted maybe
that
a backstory. Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Know a little bit more
See,
about
Penelope
that.
See, Penelope should have gotten dirtier. We should have said that in the other episodes. She's made a little more gory just for Penelope.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, finally... We've got one more story arc to talk about, and that's Rick and Jenna and Lila.
The love triangle.
It was
love
good.
Triangle.
Man, what do we think about everything that happened here?
Oh,
man. What do?
How many people died in this?
Right.
Once again, many deaths.
Well, let's start with these flashbacks.
Yeah.
Let's start with these. Like I talked about, we get all of these kind of analogies and all these metaphors about the purge, and it's this thing where it looks like she's about to get married.
Yeah.
You know, she's all in white. They're talking about something borrowed, something new, blah, 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 all that stuff. They're talking about, you're getting cold feet. But, like, as the episode goes on, we know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
It's like, why did they treat it as like a wedding?
Right.
Like it's her king's
because
something.
Was it so her 18th birthday?
Yeah.
It was the night before her 18th birthday.
So does that kind of like christen her as like part of the NFFA, basically? Was that
it's
the whole
kind
point
of, yeah, I feel like the way that I interpret it was that's kind of the Stantons and the NFFA sort of rite of passage. Right. You know, it's your, you're a woman now. You know, you purged for the first time.
Yeah. So it was on Purge night though.
Right?
Good question.
So she just has her birthday.
I was wondering
that.
That's a good question.
I'm like, how's your birthday like right around Purge?
That's actually a really good question.
Because if it wasn't, then she
and I wonder. I wonder. I think in the second movie there was the dad of the two girls.
Yes,
he sacrificed himself in order for the girls to be paid. And I wonder if that man that Lila shot did the same.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
He's a random dude, old man. Random. Old, so yeah. He probably has a family, and maybe that's why. Because I'm like, why would anyone just volunteer to get shot in the face?
Of course not.
So, yeah.
They didn't let him eat his food.
I know. He had some cheese and bread on that plate.
He kind of pushed it away. Yeah.
Like,
don't be trying to eat. Like, don't be trying to feed me before you kill me.
Can I have, like, my last meal, like a lobster or something?
Right.
Wait, what?
But this poor guy, the look on his face, the look in his eyes, that lingering shot on his reaction.
That was a perfect shot.
My God. And then just the way that they drew out that moment, the look on her face, like, oh, God.
And I knew it was in her.
Of course.
You felt like she was, like smiling. She wasn't smiling, but you felt that she was, like, happy that she killed him.
Yes, exactly.
She was, like, satisfied.
Yeah. She's just like her father, like pretty much.
Right.
And now you see this, like, this hatred she had towards her father or whatever, or her family. Mm-hmm. It was just all
a facade,
a facade to get Jenna. So I was like,
It's probably like an ego trip for her because, like, she's getting this new sense of power because she's just allowed to purge at her own house. Like, her family, her friends are watching, they're cheering her on. It's the norm, you know?
So weird.
It's like, oh, who's next? My friend pissed me off today.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on over.
So at the beginning of this arc, it seems like her and Rick, you know, might be kind of burying the hatchet a little bit. They might be starting over. But then it's those words. It's when Rick says, maybe we can start over. Mm-hmm. That's what kind of triggers her. Like, what's that mean?
Right. You know?
She wanted to bury the hatchet in his head. That's exactly what she said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Intense. I was telling Jamie last week, like, I feel like all three of the actors, like, had such great chemistry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little bummed, like, that one of them died. And so, like, we kind of ended that, which, I mean, it needed to end at some point. But I really love their chemistry, and I thought they did phenomenal as just this crazy love triangle that was just, like, horribly, like, it was just meant to fail.
This fatal attraction.
Absolutely.
And
insane.
We kind of learned that that Lila sort of claims this baby as her own, because even though it's Rick and Jenna's, if it wasn't for her, they wouldn't have been able to, you know,
conceive.
Get excited enough to conceive.
That's very true.
Well, then Lila wanted to also give him the deal. And that was just like that was an interesting point because I didn't know exactly where she was going with it.
Right.
And then so saw that turn. But I think Lila is also mentally like just, she's interrupted.
She's a loose
screw.
It's just like, it's just gone.
Yeah.
Well, and with that kind of the whole conversation about giving him the deal, eventually she's just straight up like, all right, look, what's it going to take to get you out of here?
Trying to buy him out of his own wife.
She's like, I'm getting close. I was like, you probably are, though.
Yeah.
Low key.
Because he didn't answer right away. No.
Yeah. I'm like, really, Rick? I hope Jenna's here, though, like, listening to all this. Like, Jenna, where you at?
Come on. About it for a second.
Oh, he did. No, Rick, it's okay.
Like, 20?
We're all going through, like, our own financial situation. I understand. Like, it's okay.
Like, I'll give her up and the baby.
But just the way that she keeps digging at him. The way when she says, do I need to go fuck your wife?
Oh my God.
I was like,
man. That was crazy.
She's really trying to get under his skin. I was surprised he didn't, like, actually physically try to harm her.
I thought he was going to deck her right then and there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we know now that Rick will never be able to pull the trigger. Like, he's just one of those guys. So.
Yeah, exactly. And that's such an interesting question that actually brings up is the fact that she says he would never be able to pull the trigger. Right. And the fact that he says, the fact that you see that as a weakness speaks volumes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's really what all of this purge stuff is about. Yep. It's about, should you even be able to pull the trigger? Is that a strength or a weakness?
Yeah. And I think not being able to pull the trigger shows that Rick is a good character. Exactly. Like, he's a good guy. He loves his wife, despite thinking about, oh, maybe I will take that 200 grand.
That's the
20 grand or the 20 million. 20 million, she said.
That's the thing. In the world of the Purge, there's a difference between assholes and people that are truly evil.
Exactly.
You know, like, he might be a dick sometimes.
I think if you're rich and white, you just shouldn't trust them. Like, in this Purge world, just don't trust them.
Nope.
Rich and white, you're with the NFFA.
Right.
And so
the moment that kind of leads to that final conflict between the two of them is when Ross's wife, Carol, shows up.
Oh, Carol.
Demanding to know where Ross is.
If you don't turn your programs back on TV, eat your popcorn.
Go back in there.
You should have sat there and ate your food.
That's your bedtime. She got washed.
You didn't have to do that.
With the skateboard?
With a knife in her hand.
Man.
Knocking on the door. I'm like, what are you doing? Loud.
Who's going to take care of the dog, though?
Between Lila, exactly. Between Lila finally, you know, just being straight up, telling her, look, your husband's dead. And then just getting beat to shit with, was that a skateboard?
Yeah, it was a skateboard.
Once again, the sound effects in this episode.
It's like, they didn't even show, like, any blood or gore, but, like, it was still, like, whoa. The violence of it all.
But I'm mad at her for not looking at her surroundings. I would have been like, knock,
left, right? You're outside on Purge night.
Like, people don't know. Like, I don't understand.
Man.
Carol, you deserve to die.
Unbelievable.
Like Lila said.
She may have had a point. So Lila and Rick have their big standoff. Looks like she's about to do Rick in with that gun when she gets stabbed by her own golden dagger.
Damn. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Jenna had to do it.
I didn't see that coming. Y'all saw that coming?
She had
I thought for sure she was going
to
shoot Rick. I thought he was a goner.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to die, like, if she had shot him, but I thought she was going to
shoot him. Like, non-lethally.
Like, hit his shoulder or something.
Right.
I was like, Jenna, do something.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
But I was scared for her because I'm like, hello, she's pregnant. Like, come on. I'm worried about your baby girl.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm like worried.
Right.
Man, so much happened this week. But guys, if you find yourselves outside on Purge Night, you might need a few helpful tips and tricks. So luckily, Ollie Drennan's here to give you some helpful advice.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I took recently a class with the matron saints. They were very wonderful and very accepting of me.
Nice.
Despite me being a boy, it's okay. They were like, you're doing an after show. I'm like, oh, yes. So they invited me, they taught me some tricks, some moves. I can't demonstrate any moves here because obviously this is like a podcast.
It's a little restricted here.
So, but they gave me some tips because obviously we know that for every man killed, three women are killed. So, and there's lots of invasions going on in the Purge. Like, you're at a party, you're dressed up, looking good with your dress. Girls, ladies, this is for you. Okay, so if you have a dress on and the party gets crashed, rip that long skirt off. Not completely off.
Okay.
But, you know, you want to be able to run.
Yeah.
Right. You want to be able to run. Maybe if you get cut or something, use some of that fabric to, you know, bind you up. You know, you don't want to know why Sailor Moon kicks so much butt.
Yeah.
Because she has a short skirt. She needs to do those kicks. You know, she needs to be mobile. That's the whole point of the Purge Night. You need to be mobile.
That's right.
Jewelry. It's okay if you're wearing jewelry. You know, you want some, like, necklaces you can, like, hit someone with.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Rings.
Functional jewelry, absolutely.
Wear some rings.
Brass,
punch someone.
Knuckles, yeah.
You know, you just want to be able to defend yourself. Pumps. High heels, you can wear those, but take them off and use them as weapons. Maybe throw it at someone, and like they'll hit them in the eye.
Cardi B?
Yes, just get the. Do the Cardi.
If you take away anything from this episode,
right.
Do the Cardi.
Yeah. And obviously, if you wear your hair down, I recommend just put it in like a bun, you know? You just need to be able to make sure you're not going to get caught on anything. But those are some tips from the matron saints. I can't take any credit. This is what they told me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's lots of other women taking the class. So just make sure that you're able to run, defend yourself. You never know what's going to happen on Purge Night. Even if you're going to a party, it's still going to get crashed. Look what happened to Lila and her family, okay?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's my tips and tricks. Courtesy of the Matron Saints.
There you go. Thank you for that. Thank you to the Matron Saints.
Yeah. Thanks, Matron Saints.
Of course, so much is happening inside the world of the Purge, but even more is happening outside of the world of the Purge. That's why we've got our news hound, Jamie Gray, to give you some of this news and gossip.
Yay! All right, I always get excited producing gossip, guys. Okay. I just want you to feel the excitement with me. Okay.
Of course.
So, first things first, we got a lot of great characters that we got to be exposed to this episode. So, first is a Guess Who picture. So, I want you to take a look at this picture.
Oh.
And I want you to try to tell me, who do you think this is?
Is that Joe?
Joe, is that you? So, it's not Joe.
Is that John Delocated?
Two more guesses.
God.
Oh, my God.
Rick?
Is that Fiona?
There we go. So she's, kind of thugged out here with the, with the ski mask on.
It's cold.
But that is Tavis, a.k.a. Fiona Dorith.
Nice.
We have the next picture where you can kind of see what she really looks like on the show. It's Tavis. There she is, of course, the leader of the Blue Cloaks, saying farewell to you guys.
Bye. We're going to miss you.
Yeah, we will. Soon. Oh, we should have played Puff Daddy Will Be Missing You.
That's for the finale.
Yeah. Yeah, something. To our favorite, I guess, villain, you could say.
We need a montage of everyone who died in the series.
It just play all black and white. let us know what you guys think about that in the chat. But speaking of Fiona, so she does have some good news. She posted on her Instagram, this girl just bought a new home.
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I mean, that's what she said, and so that was my response too when I saw this. I'm like, is this serious?
I was gonna say.
I was like, are you sure? I mean, the purge is really
like, the purge.
With that purge.
I was like, let me go to the purge. I was like, Jessica, you should have told us, girl.
Yeah.
I would have been at auditions with
you. NFFA.
That's funny.
And so this says the Woolworth Estate. So when I saw this, I was like, I don't know if this is really hers, but I looked at the comments. They all say great place. So Fiona, let us know if this is true or false, but let us know what you guys think in the live chat. I thought it would be a good laugh.
Just bought it. Wow.
But if it's her homegirl, let us do our after party there.
Right.
Yeah. So another character, Lila, her real name in real life is Lily Simmons. Isn't she gorgeous? Yes.
Absolutely.
So she states here, had a blast working on NBC's SVU. Mm. And Law and Order. So they have episode 5 that actually came out a few days ago. So if you have not checked it out, check it out. You're going to see her. Fill me in the face. Support her.
There we go.
Yeah. And also, of course, Halloween is coming up. So we have Jessica Garza.
Jessica.
Of course, she came in the studio, but not like this. Okay.
Yes.
She's stunning out. Okay. She's dressing as Mia Wallace.
Oh, nice.
And so.
Fiction.
Yeah, and this is the Blumhouse Halloween party, which is pretty awesome.
Nice.
And it wasn't just her. Oh, no, she came with her brother, a.k.a. Gabriel Herrera.
Love
it. He plays Miguel. Yes, and he's playing the character from Assassin's Creed. So, what do you guys think of their outfits?
Why weren't good. Why weren't we invited?
That's what I'm saying.
You know Blumhouse knows how to throw a Halloween party.
Yeah.
Love it.
Man.
I love this photo, though, of Gabriel or Miguel. I think
that's really cool.
Yeah, it's really dope. But
that's
I wish I would have known.
You know?
I wish I would have got an invite.
Hashtag TFTI.
Yeah. And so last but not least, I wanted to play a quick link video for you guys because you might have seen in the commercials they were talking about the app for the Purge AR. Mm-hmm. You can download it on Google Play, Android. And you know what? Let's just play a link so we can learn more about it.
Let's take a look.
Ooh, my phone. I got a phone.
Your
Let me see.
So all that augmented reality.
Let me delete some stuff, move some
data
around.
Another thing to get addicted to.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got games on your phone.
There we go.
The Purge AR.
Oh my God.
All right, so you see it there. So if you guys are interested, make sure you download that app, and that is News and Gossip.
There we go. Thank you very much.
Of course.
Now, of course, with such a momentous twist ending at the end of this show, who knows what's going to happen in the next two episodes, but that's why we're hitting them with some predictions.
Oh, my gosh.
And now,
here we go.
You're after Buzz TV.
I'm stressed out, guys.
Man, where do we go from here, y'all?
Great.
Let's look into the crystal ball.
Yeah, that's what I was, I'm glad you guys got that. It's like,
don't you even say it. Jamie.
Oh my God.
I didn't say anything, but you were thinking it.
Okay. But you said it.
I'm cackling. Ooh. Oh my God.
You're
incredible.
Okay.
All right, who's kicking it off? Who's getting a hand on this ball?
Ooh.
All right, I can go first.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
First off, I want to say it'd be crazy if your birthday is on the Purge. I'm just throwing it
right
out.
Right? March 21st is Purge night. Like, if really? Any of y'all's birthday is March 21st.
It's like I'm looking forward to my birthday every year. All right. let's see. So I think Joey, something that these characters have in common, I haven't figured it out yet, mm-hmm. but I'm thinking he judges them on their Purge tonight mm-hmm. or that night, and he takes the law into his own hands. It's in a sense, it's kind of his purging too, in a
sure.
way.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think Gabe is going to save the day once again, mm-hmm. And find Penny and help everyone else. Also, Pete with Pete's help. And then, last but not least, I think that guy. I can't remember his name. I call him Badass.
Which one?
That got thrown out of Pete's place.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
With the, yeah.
Is it Zeke, I think his name might have been, yeah.
I think his brother is the one that killed Pete's brother.
Mm. That's why he's in jail. Oh, there you go. Okay, that's a good call. That's a good call.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Jenna, so my stuff, I have so many thoughts, just because it's hard for me to form it right now.
That's
because
a lot.
Honestly, for predictions, I couldn't really think of anything, even that's after true. All of this. So here's my ideas. I think that someone's going to overthrow this bus. Someone's going to die. Someone's going to take over that bus that all of them are captured on, and they're going to have to crash into something, and someone's going to get hurt. Okay, it's going to do a tumble.
Toots is the German Scarlet's cat. Tumble. Right over the
glass. Yes. Listen, they got to take over somehow. They're probably going to run into a building somewhere where somebody is, maybe the hospital.
Yeah.
The only safe place, right?
Right.
And maybe, is Joe's friend that was sick still alive?
His...
Was that his dad?
His dad? Right?
Oh, his dad.
Did he die or is he still alive?
We didn't see that.
We don't know for sure. We can't say for sure.
Well, we learn with Lila, if their death ain't showed on screen, then...
Right. You can never... Yeah, you never, ever know unless you actually watch it happen.
Because maybe he's at the same hospital as Jane's mom, maybe.
Could be. Sure.
And, you know what? That's all I got. It's just a lot. I think he's next to episodes.
Not at all. Ollie, what do you think?
Well, judging by the preview, I'm interested in seeing kind of like this new setup that we got going on, that someone's captured people and they're like, okay, we're gonna like
this whole sort of trial process.
You're gonna kind of participate in the Purge whether you not like it or not. I don't know if that means he's gonna like kill or like they're gonna have to kill each other. Mm. I don't know, battle royale style or Hunger Games. Right. I don't know. Two episodes left,
man.
I really have no clue what's gonna
happen.
I don't know.
I forgot all about that preview. I still keep my car idea.
Some type of trials.
I think there's gonna be some cannon fodder, like those ladies we don't know.
They're gonna die. Well, I think Rex is donezo.
Sure. He's gonna die. Yeah. And I think our main characters, I think they'll live. I think that's what I'm predicting.
Matron of Saints will come.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think we last.
Know.
We
saw
it's gonna be a crash.
We haven't seen the last of them.
I miss my Ronda Rouseys.
I know. I feel like Joe is. He's got some sort of intelligence on all these people.
Right.
He's either, I don't know how he's doing it, how he's snooping on all these people, but he's learned enough so that he's kind of passing judgment and playing judge and jury now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So who knows where that's going to lead us. I don't know. I feel like...
Miguel didn't get captured, right?
That's the thing. He was so preoccupied with Pete and with Zeke that he missed that whole deal. Mm-hmm. He wasn't around for that. So I think definitely Pete and Miguel are going to... They might try to save the day, and then they might get thrown in a cell with everyone else. That's actually what I'm thinking
Joe
might happen.
He has connections or something. He's to be able something. To disarm the house,
right.
boy.
Right?
Yeah.
How? That's, I'm dying to know how that happened. So. How he was able to override that system.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Lots to look forward to.
It's anyone's guess, guys. Yeah. But remember to reach out on Twitter, on Instagram. If you're on iTunes, download, comment, subscribe, rate. 5 stars if you're nasty. If you're on YouTube, leave us a thumbs up, leave us a comment. Talk to us about The Purge so we can talk to you about The Purge. But this was just a phenomenal episode.
It was. So much happened.
So much to talk about. Of course, we'll be right back here. Same time, same channel. Next week, talking episode 9. The penultimate episode of The Purge.
Woo!
So be sure to join us then. Ollie, where can they find you?
Hey guys, I'm Ollie Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Check me out on Horror Movie News on the Popcorn Talk Network. 4 p.m. on Tuesdays, and check me out on the My Hero Academia after show on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. on AfterBuzz TV on Tuesdays as well with Jamie.
Hey guys, Jamie here. Twitter, it's Jamie Gray. IG, Jamie Gray. And yes, I'm on the My Hero Academia panel next week, or the last episode, the finale, so make sure to check that out next week at 6. We also have Disney News Weekly, Wednesdays at 9 and How to Get Away with Murder Thursdays at 9. So yeah,
there we go. Danny Royce.
Hey, it's your boy Danny Royce. You can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. Also, if you miss my face, go join over to the drama channel. This Is Us coming up shortly tonight.
There we go. As always, you can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. You can catch me on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific for the Lucha Underground After Show. There's only a couple weeks until Ultima Lucha Quattro, so be sure to tune in. Check me on Saturdays, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, if you're a wrestling fan, of course. I think that's it. But like I said, next week, Season 1, Episode 9, we're almost done, so tune in. But until then, stay safe. Uh-oh.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.